What the APC opposition party thinks is that a man who has failed to discharge the core responsibility of a president, which is the protection of life and property, has no moral right to seek for re-election. And our position is further strengthened by the fact that under the watch of President Jonathan, Nigeria has lost more people to insurgency, intra-ethnic wars than under any president in peacetime Nigeria. In the last 5 years, this government has spent about $32 billion on security. And what do we have from it?
Supporters of the president are saying that the APC is just playing mere politics with the lives of Nigerians, especially when the government has been doing everything in its power to protect Nigerians, invested a lot, getting help from the international community to fight terrorism, which the government says is a global phenomenon. So these accusations, they say, are just politically motivated. What is your reaction to that?
If anybody is politicizing the insurgency, I think it's the president and his party. In the sense that if only the president had addressed the Boko Haram insurgency with acidity, probably we would not have the kind of mess we have in our hands today. On the contrary, the response of the president to the Boko Haram insurgency has been characterized by denial and incompetence. And I think the APC frontline states have contributed much more than even the federal government. Because we are the casualty, we are the frontline casualty in this unfortunate war. And I know that the Borno state government has given several billions of naira to the war effort. Now, it is the incompetence and corruption of this government, rather than the politicization on the part of APC, that has brought us to this solid path.
Supporters say that the APC was against Boko Haram to be declared a terrorist organization following the U.S. decision to name it as such. And they said that the apparent support and the fact that the APC was opposed to it shows that the APC is supporting these nefarious activities of violence carried out by the Boko Haram terrorist group. And they say that it appears that the APC would use this as a political capital to gain momentum at the next year general election. What say you?
No, you see, it's logical to even think that way. Now, if the Boko Haram insurgency should continue this way, there will be more internally displaced people in the northeastern part of Nigeria. And those are people who normally would have voted for the APC. Now, as things are today, if it's not possible for voters in the Northeast to participate in the 2015 election, it will be to the advantage of PDP and to the disadvantage of APC. Now, these people who have been talking about APC being behind Boko Haram fail to accept the fact that Boko Haram is more than 10 years old. APC is less than 2 years old. So how do you link APC with Boko Haram? Of course, when a government is incompetent, what it does is try to shift blame. There's absolutely no logical ground to support that argument. And we have been asking the federal government, for God's sake, if you suspect any member of our party as a sponsor, to be a sponsor of Boko Haram. What are you doing? Maybe in a 3%. We do not see any validity in the argument of the federal government. It's simply an excuse for their incompetence and corruption. We are where we are today because the government lost the political will to fight Boko Haram. We are where we are today because the federal government knows it's in its heart that the Boko Haram sponsors reside within the party, their own party. So I don't see how anybody can honestly accuse us of politicizing Boko Haram. If anybody is profiting from Boko Haram, it is PDP and the president in effect.